Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Now, no house prices may have fallen marginally so far this year, according to the latest Daft.ie report, but not in all areas, with a lack of supply still driving bidding wars in many places. On yesterday's programme, we heard the experiences of some prospective homebuyers in Dublin, and this evening, Drive Time's John Cook can tell us more about the situation in the Midwest. He joins us now from our Limerick studio. John, where exactly did you go looking?
Well, like many house hunters, Sarah, I got in line at an open viewing last evening, and most of them take place at the weekend. This side of the country, I found out in my search between Galway and Limerick cities. I did find a couple of midweek evening viewings in County Clare, specifically in Ennis, a town I know very well. And currently on daft.ie, if you look up Ennis, you'll find 33 houses for sale there, ranging in price from 139,000 to 650,000 euro. And I was surprised at the numbers that turned up in an estate off the Limerick Road in the town to view a five-bedroom detached home built in 1996 and modernised in recent years, extending to 143 metres squared and currently on sale with local estate agent DNG O'Sullivan Hurley with an asking price of €335,000. When I arrived, the selling agent Cormac O'Sullivan was welcoming prospective buyers as they arrived, starting with Joanne from Tipperary and Ciarán from Clare, who are hoping to leave the rental market in Limerick City.
They're obviously very welcome to this evening's open viewing in here, first of all.
Thank you.
We're fortunate. What we have is one of the very few five-bedroom detached houses to come to the Ennis market, and particularly one that's finished to the standard that we have here, and of course the accessibility onto the M18. Uh-huh. And we're finding more people choosing Ennis as that commuter town because the prices are a little bit less than what you'll see in Limerick and Galway.
Has he sold it to you folks? What did you think of that, sir?
We're seriously considering it now.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's got quite a queue of people though. Are you surprised to see how many people are queuing to view this house this evening?
Well, we knew, like, with the amount of people that are out there for buying, like, the market is definitely a seller's market.
So we are renting in Limerick at the moment, and we both work in Limerick.
1300 is what we pay, yeah. So that's what we'd be looking at in the mortgage anyway.
Roughly. But it's hard to save and pay that rent at the same time, you know.
Have you bid on any houses yet?
We did, yeah, only a few weeks ago, and we were outbid in 3 hours, so.
How does that feel? You could laugh about it.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was eye-opening, really, wasn't it?
We were
like, okay, you need to have everything ready. You need to be ready to go, like, if you're at the point of putting a bid on, because things don't hang around.
Does that mean then you look at the asking? I think 335 I saw on a sign here.
Yeah. 325.
But straight away, are you thinking we need more than this? We need to budget for more because of you being outbid a few weeks ago?
Yeah, definitely. Like, and even we'll say if 335 to 350 maybe would be around 1200 a month of a repayment, but the banks want proof that you can pay 3% more than that because of the interest rates going up. Mm-hmm. So, like, you are kind of taking that into consideration as well, and the likelihood that, like, this is going to go for a lot more than what they're asking.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a beautiful house. Yeah.
So that's really interesting, John. And we heard that as well yesterday. Buyers going into this process expecting prices will, or the price of whatever they're bidding on will rise. And that's what first-time buyers Joanne and Ciarán saying to you there. Did other prospective buyers agree?
Yeah, they all do, Sarah. Most told me they expect to see houses like this with an asking price maybe listed below what they expected it to be, below 350,000 bracket in this case, they said, to attract the interest of buyers like them. But they expected to see the sale price go above and beyond that, especially when they saw how many others were there for a look at its first open viewing and on a weekday evening. About 40 to 50 people passed through over a half an hour last evening, and 18 couples registered their interest. There were also many parents, I noted there, looking for adult children who were living in other parts of the country and wanting to move possibly closer home to family connections but couldn't make it last evening. I spoke to some of those who were admiring the house, including Cian from County Kerry. He told me his wife is from Galway. They've just sold their home in Dunshaughlin in County Meath and are planning to move west.
We put our own house up on the market end of September gone, and went sale agreed in mid-January to first-time buyers, and they were eager to get in before their rental went away. I think they were being evicted,
What about, so looking at the property market in the west of the country now,
It was slower, quicker in Mead and Dublin area than it was slowing down this direction, oddly enough. When we put up our house in September, we had to drop it maybe 25 grand mm-hmm. to get proper interest to come into it. Whereas I haven't seen the mm-hmm. same. The supply is probably the limiting factor. And then with the interest rates gone up now, the prices haven't kind of dropped to match it, say, to keep, say, buyers of our price range in contention. I don't know, it's a rat race I don't want to be in for a long time, to be honest. So mm-hmm. sooner we get sorted, the better, hopefully.
We moved from Cork mm-hmm. to Clare, both got jobs here. So I suppose we're just trying to get out of the rental market mm-hmm. if we can. We were looking at maybe we should just buy, because the price of building can just go up and up mm-hmm. and you just don't know where it's going to end. So I suppose it's hard to budget for.
And the price to buy a house then, something like this, so what do you think?
I mean, it's one thing as what the price is going up as mm-hmm. online as to what it's actually going to go first.
Yeah, certainly my wife and I are currently looking for a property. We're renting in Dublin at the moment, proving very difficult anywhere in the country, really. It's not so much about cost, it's about a lack of supply of quality houses. There are certainly houses out there that we would consider probate houses that need substantial upgrading and substantial work, not particularly suitable for a young family. And yeah, just you can see here today that the competition for any house of any kind of quality is quite significant. Look, it comes down to, in my opinion, to government policy. Such a substantial part of the new build market is being subsumed into the social housing, affordable housing sector, be it local authorities, be it approved housing bodies. You know that really your first time buyer is finding it very, very difficult to compete with, you know, state entities which have, you know, much more freely access to credit and cheaper credit at that.
So you're finding there's not much out there, or you can't compete. Is that the situation?
Finding that there's not a lot out there, and that a lot of newer schemes tend to be pre-purchased by housing bodies or by local authorities, and that they are taking a number of, certainly this part of the world, a number of the new builds out of the market.
It's such a conundrum, really, isn't it, John? Because we want those houses for social housing. You know, we know there's a real demand there, but then that you have problems then for Michael and people like Michael who find it difficult then to get out of the rental market in Dublin. What are people in the property sector saying about this lack of supply?
Well, the Daft report, which recorded a 0.3% decrease in prices for the first quarter of this year, Sarah, actually recorded a 0.6% increase in prices in Munster, bucking the national trend. And they also noted a weakening in post-COVID recovery of the housing supply. The estate agent, Cormac O'Sullivan, who was showing the property to me and others last evening, believes local house prices are actually up 10% there, with supply the big driver of bidding wars that you heard many people mention there. And the estate agent insisted that he doesn't enjoy bidding wars or set out to create them. I told him we'll have to take his word on that for now, Sarah. But I did ask Cormac why the supply was still such an issue, and he pointed to government planning strategies focused on housing density among the reasons, saying the same approach can't be applied to cities like Dublin and Cork as can be in regional towns like Ennis. And he pointed to a long list of potential buyers viewing 4 and 5 bedroom houses in Ennis as proof that a more varied housing policy is needed.
If a developer wants to go in for planning permission for this house type and say 25 or 30 detached 5 bedroom homes, he or she will be knocked back, because it seems to be the model that they want throughout the country is density, 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 and that isn't necessarily working because it's only filling one gap.
Okay. And what is that? So that's smaller houses?
They're almost looking at the 2 and 3 bedroom apartments. Apartments in a town like Ennis, it's not financially viable to build them. It may be viable to build them in cities, in Galway, Limerick, and indeed Dublin. You've better transport links, you've better immediate services on your door, and indeed they're achieving a better price. So a builder can make money from building those. In a town like Ennis, it's not possible.
But there are new estates, new developments in this town in the last few years. Where have those houses gone?
The 90% of houses that have been granted planning permission in Ennis have gone to social or affordable or the various housing bodies. There's a huge imbalance there, John. So, as I say, yes, I understand we have to fill and solve the problem we have in our left hand, but it is causing chaos on the right hand. And it's very unfair. It's a complete imbalanced market, and it needs to change very, very rapidly.
It's why then, or part of it, why you say prices are actually up considerably here. You wouldn't agree that prices are stabilising or coming down even slightly, as Daf said, in some parts of the country. How much are they up here in your experience of this year so far?
Since we've returned to business since the start of the year, we're seeing the property prices certainly up to your 400,000 euro mark. We've seen, and I'm very comfortable in saying this, an increase certainly into the double digits, and I'll say by 10%. I can see it probably increasing further during the year, but in a single digit. But it will be, again, based on where do interest rates go, what's happening financially globally. But we're certainly seeing, when you see the volume of people through here today, the demand is certainly not slowing down.
County Clare estate agent Cormac O'Sullivan ending John Cook's report.